15. Sometimes you've got to bow up, just take one for the team.
What a great expression. Caroline, thank you for that. Thank you so much.
The Country Show on the BBC in the Eastern Counties.
Country music has country music. You have folk, which kind of bleeds into it a little bit. You get the ballads, you get the country rock, you get the country swing, and you also get country bluegrass. Is that a style? I think it is. And bluegrass is a unique kind of sound. There are numerous festivals that happen, and there is one happening in a couple of weeks. And I want to talk now to the organiser, Richard Lee. Hello, Richard.
Hello, Steve.
How are you doing?
I'm very good, thank you. How about you?
I'm all right. I know you're in the middle of work today, so we're just going to grab you for 10 minutes, because I thought, instead of me talking about this festival, it'd be nice to have you on. We call it the South Essex Bluegrass Festival. The first one was last year, is that right?
That's correct, yeah.
And how did that go?
Last year. Very, very well. It's one of the things, obviously, with it being the first festival, you're kind of entering into the unknown, you know, but thankfully everything went lovely. It was a full house. Everything went absolutely splendid. So hopefully that will continue for years to come.
So what made you decide to do this or start a festival of bluegrass music?
Well, I've been playing bluegrass since I was 6 years old, you know, and I predominantly remember when I was younger, sort of, you know, we was always traveling. We was driving here, there and everywhere to go to all these festivals, and to be honest, that's the same for sort of many years. You know, our closest festival to here is probably Ipswich, other than this, and I wanted something a little bit closer, so I figured it's time to start one in the area. And yeah, there seems to be quite a lot of demand. A lot of people from southern regions, Portsmouth, Southampton, this is their local festival.
Yeah, that's amazing that there's not as many or as many as that we'd like. Somebody sent me an email today. There's a one going on in Didmarton, and they mentioned the Bluegrass Festival, which is in Gloucester. So that's a fair way, isn't it? Didmarton Festival.
Yeah.
And they're mentioning about an act and looking forward to the Essex Bluegrass Festival sometime. They're looking on the website. So you have to choose a lineup to play. And I suppose that the fact that you play the music, you have a good idea of what would work and who's good and who would be appreciated, I suppose. So do you choose the lineup?
Well, it's a joint decision. There's two organisers, myself and a lady called Megs, you know, and the band's put themselves forward. We kind of choose the main acts for the Friday night, Saturday night, Saturday afternoon, and then we look for support acts to support them to go on. But, I mean, it's a hard one because you've got to all... I mean, what I like may not necessarily be what everybody else likes. So I tried to, in all the evening concerts, afternoon concerts, have bands that cater for maybe more older traditional style bluegrass to then more of the new grassy kind of style, sort of some of the modern songs converted into bluegrass, to also some old timey stuff. There's a country act as well playing, so you sort of got to cater for everybody.
Yes.
There's obviously our Irish music as well, sort of trying.
Yeah.
Sort of broader scope so that everybody stays interested. I mean, there'd be some bands that go on that people, you know, might think, okay, well, they're good, but, you know, I don't like this type of bluegrass. I like the older style. But then there's a jam session in the tent next to it they can join in with. So, you know, it keeps everybody entertained.
That's the great thing about music, though, with country or jazz or whatever you'd like, there'll be parts of it you do and don't. So your answer was perfect there, that you kind of have to take your own favourite hat off, if you like, and put on what might be acceptable. So we know that the old grey dogs are on, the One Tree Hillbillies, who are regularly in touch with this programme, Big In Hillbillies, the Chadwell Hillbillies, Wood, Wire and Words, various other. You said there's some workshops going on, so people can come along and kind of join in if they've not been on stage before, they can get involved in a jam. Is that right?
Well, the workshops are instrument workshops, so I'll be taking the banjo one. We'll have a guy called Rick Townend teaching mandolin, a guy called Nigel on the fiddle, and a guy called Ben on guitar. Basically, these workshops run for about an hour, although they do tend to overrun sometimes. And basically, all sort of stages of players can come along and say, well, you know, I've always wanted to learn how to do that lick. Can you show me how you do it? Or how do you improvise when something changes from, you know, for example, D to A or et cetera, et cetera. And often there's loads of questions. There's a lot of people out there learning instruments from books still.
Do you learn from these?
I mean, I've been playing banjo since I was six. I mean, you do still learn. I mean, you never stop learning.
No.
I tend to use more interactive things like YouTube and stuff like that. But there are still people that still use books, and of course there is no one to ask questions to. And you know, sometimes a quick question with a quick answer can save them
hours,
you know, months and months.
Yes,
of, yeah,
so trying to figure something. Yeah. I have a guitarist in my bed, and there's some. I mean, I've learned a lot of guitar, but sometimes I go, Lee, how do you do that? And he'll just show me, and I go, oh, that's what it is. Or you're looking for a chord that you just can't figure out, but someone will show you, and you go, oh, that's it. So that's a nice part of your weekend. So when it's happening the 9th to the 12th of July. People can for the whole thing. Can they camp out? Have you got that going on?
Yeah, we have the recreational ground. We've also got the access of that for the whole weekend as well, so people can camp there.
All right. So listen, I'll tell you what we'll do. Let's just play one of the acts that's on. Jonas and Jane are going to be on. Let's play this, and then we'll get some more info and some of the website from you. Is that all right, Richard? Hang there. Let's play. This is one of the acts that will be on the South Essex Bluegrass Festival in July. Absolutely beautiful, right up my street. That's one of the acts that's going to be on the festival. Richard, they are superb, aren't they?
I really, really like that duo. How you can get that sound from two people is unbelievable.
Simple, but just nice. So that's kind of one. So that, and we've got the faster stuff, like you say, with a banjo. Describe bluegrass to me. How would you describe it? If someone had never heard it and said, Richard, what's bluegrass music? Where would you define it?
But I mean, most people have heard of country music. So to someone who, you know, untrained ears, always say to someone, what's bluegrass? I normally say to them, it's country music without a drum kit.
Mm.
And they go, oh, I know what you mean. Because there's a lot of songs actually cross over as well. A lot of bands do, you know, country songs in bluegrass and also vice versa. But, you know, a lot of people also obviously compare it to things like Deliverance and stuff like that, but that's obviously a very, very small part of it, and you know, most places you play, they always ask for that, but...
You'd have learned that. I used to do it in a show years ago, but yeah, okay, that's it is a broad spectrum of music, and it's very enjoyable. I imagine the atmosphere there is very nice. So it's the 9th to the 12th of July. You can camp out there if you want to, but you can just come along if you want to come along for an afternoon or an evening session. Get a ticket on the door if you're just free on the Saturday or the Sunday. We're right. What's it? Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Is that right, Richard?
Yeah, I mean, the Thursday is quite a low-key day. A lot of people, like I said, they travel quite far, so we give them the option of coming down on the Thursday evening, camping. It all starts on the Friday, pretty much.
Okay.
So, yeah, they can turn up, like you said, Friday all day, Saturday just during the day, Saturday evening, Saturday all day, and then we have a gospel concert on the Sunday, sort of as a wind-down for the festival.
Lovely. That's nice. So people say there's nice and laid back. You've got all the facilities there that you usually expect, bar, food and all the rest of it. Website for us, please, Richard. We've got southessexbluegrass.co.uk. Is that okay?
That's correct, yeah.
Have a look on there, southessexbluegrass.co.uk. You can find out a little bit more. Where is it happening? That's the next question.
It's at Bolton Village Hall. Bolton's not far from... the Dartford Crossing. It's about 10 minutes away from the Dartford Crossing.
Bolton Village Hall, Church Road, Bolton, RM14 3RU, and it's quite near Dartford Tunnel Crossing. So that's good, because if you want to get there, well, you can get around from anywhere there, can't you?
Yes, it's very, very accessible from most major routes now, yeah.
Yeah, good. Okay, well, look, listen, I know it's a bit of probably a stressful time, but an enjoyable time, so have fun. And I hope it all goes well. You know, you're having a bit of nice weather. And are you playing? Are you going to be on?
Yes, I'm in the Chadwell Hillbillies.
Right, okay. So you're going to be on. You're going to be on one of the stages as well. So you've got to organise people and you've got to perform.
Yeah, the pressure's on. In fact, last year we did arrange to play last year, but unfortunately the schedule ran a bit late and we didn't manage to get on. So we promised the band this year we'd put them on.
So you'll be on. Okay, well, listen, I know it's a lot to organise, so thank you for your effort in putting it on. We hope it's a success for you, as I'm sure it will be. And if the act that we played there, Jonas and Jane, are anything to go by, then the standard's great. And have a nice time. Enjoy your weekend, and then we'll catch up afterwards, and you can tell me how this year's went.
Thank you, Steve. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. So it's the 9th to the 12th of July, Bolton Village Hall, Church Road. You can do your camping, or you can just go along for any of the sessions and have a look on the website, southessexbluegrass.co.uk, and all the info's on there. Richard, I know you're going to go back to work as your other job now, so be safe on the road and enjoy your weekend.
You too, Steve. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you, Richard.
The Big Show with the big man of country music, Steve Sherrell, on the BBC in the Eastern Counties.
Enjoy yourself if you go there. It just says instrument workshops, band workshops, slow jam. There's an open mic session as well, which is always enjoyable, and all the rest of the stuff there. That's great. That'll be fun. He's nice. I've met Richard once, and he's just a nice man. So have fun if you're going to go along. On that note, let's play you something. This is very bluegrass, and it's kind of that slowy bluegrass from Alison Krauss. We'll keep the flavour like that for now. Song called The Lucky One. If the festival gets really big, maybe Alison will play there one year. That'd be good, wouldn't it? Here she is on the BBC. Take it away, Al.
You're the lucky one, so I've been told. As free as a wind blowing down the road. Loved by many, hated by none. I'd say you were lucky, cause I know what you've done. Not a care in the world, not a worry in sight. Everything's gonna you're the lucky one. Will you believe
was talking to Richard Lee, we had Jonas and Jane. They sang a song called Whispered. Have a little look online, you'll find out a little bit more about those. Find them on your Twitter. I know they're tuned in today. That's very nice. You should be very proud of that. Great song, great playing. That was Alison Krauss, of course. Okay, let's play for you this. We're going to stick with that kind of feel, I think. Rhonda Vincent, who I absolutely adore. This is called Bluegrass on a Saturday Night. Vincent, absolutely great.
Hammer down, man.
Thank you very much. If you want to find another nice song of hers, it's called You Can't Take It With You. I remember when I first heard that, probably 10 years ago, when I first heard Rhonda Vincent. Very nice indeed. Cheers, Rhonda. Okay, more music on the way. Just before that, let's get the latest on the roads. Rob Clayton. Hello, Rob.